I think that's a very important question to ask. You know, why are we prone to this or this? What buttons are being pushed by some of these issues, some of these questions, some of these stories, some of these questions, some of these issues? Why do we believe what we believe? You know, why are we prone to this or this? What buttons are being pushed by some of these issues, some of these questions, some of these stories, some of these questions, some of these issues, some of these questions, some of these stories, some of these questions, some of these issues? Why do we believe what we believe? You know, why are we prone to this or this? What buttons are being pushed? How does it plug into the mythology, the culture, our paradigms, our worldviews, what's going on? Why do we believe what we believe? Did that answer your question? Did that answer your question?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you got any others?
Support comes from Animal Connections International, presenting a workshop for humans called What to Expect When You're Expecting a Dog at the Humane Society of Boulder Valley Education Center, September 15th. More information and registration at aciworkshops.com.
Calling all vinyl lovers. We're getting ready for our annual CD and record sale Sunday, September 1st at our Denver home. And KGNU will have plenty of old vinyl to choose from. CDs and some videos and tapes. Unearth forgotten treasures and explore the dynamic spectrum of the deep, dusty grooves in support of your community radio station, KGNU. That's KGNU's annual record and CD sale Sunday, September 1st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at our Denver home, 700 Kalamath Street. More info at kgnu.org.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And this is Sonic Entropy, Under the Floorboards, with a biostatic sound collage. We don't know where we're going. We only know where we've been. Thanks for listening, KGNU, Under the Floorboards, with biostatic.
Subconscious maybe is a conduit for something that's beyond your capacity, and it's beyond your experience, and it's beyond, you know, it's something that you can't easily access. But when you do access it, it's much more powerful than your conscious mind, and so, you know, it can give you something.
I said, Mrs. Moon, what can you do for me? And she said, open your chest. And I went like this, and my heart was in there. And the moon took my heart out and washed it. And I said, what? Sean said, what is she doing? I said, she's washing it like this, like she has hands, right? Crazy, but truth. She's washing it. I said, what should I do with it? You know, to the shaman. He said, have her put it in your left hand. I said, Mrs. Moon, would you put it in my left hand? And she put it in my left hand. And he goes, I said, what do you want me to do with it? He goes, put it in your chest. And I went to put it in my chest, and it got here, and it was black again. So it only stayed pink for like, I don't know, 5 seconds. And I said, I'm not putting this thing in me. You know, it's terrible. And, he said, ask her for a new one. So I said, Mrs. Moon, can I please have a new heart? You know, and she said, yeah. And then she gave me this new heart. And then I said, what do you want me to do with it? She said, put it in your left hand, put it in your chest.
Creo que es importante hacerlo. Porque los occidentales han perdido su raíz cultural, han perdido el conocimiento del uso de la medicina natural o tradicional. El nuirao, o sea, plantas para el amor, es más que todo cuando uno está mala, que tiene mala suerte en el amor.
Es muy importante para el love.
amor para que uno pueda ser apreciado, querido, para encontrar el pasaje. Sabes que amar un poco más esta vez. Cuando uno toma mucho, viene, se acerca la muerte, la presencia de la energía de la muerte. Pero no es una muerte física como la vas a ver. Es una muerte simbólica, ¿no? Del miedo.
Just being a bird, you need something that has to do with flight. scientifically structured like particles, they see the world differently. Western scientists see the world in a certain way.
You know, Planet, I was just playing through the internet and seeing different announcements of a movie that's called The Shift, and it's in vain about all the people that are starting to create community and working together for the healing of our planet. I see there is so much more freedom also. Moment, start creating your day. Start creating it lovingly. First, lovingly towards yourself and the ones that are close to you. Because first, you have to fill up that cup of love, of caring. And then,
I'm just much attention to its rings. I'm usually absorbed in what I'm doing. But in a way, it adds, you know, it's part of the atmospheric noise, and it adds to your playing in a way, you know, all these sounds, you say, because I'm sure that subconsciously I change what I'm playing to blend with the sound of the string.
For guidance, because some of them had waves that were not the best, so in the spirit they can come and teach us the new ways, so it's important to ask for the guidance. So we don't have such high consciousness.
Thank you. spend 10 or 15 years doing something, dedicating their life to it, there is a good chance that person can come up with a revolutionary creative thought simply because they look at it from a different standpoint than what everybody else has.
It's hard to realize, like, what all of that work. And then you have all these people that are supporting you and there for you, even though you may not even know who they are.
15 years doing something, dedicating their life to it, there's a good chance that person can come up with a revolutionary creative thought simply because that they'll look at it from a different standpoint than what everybody else has. Has spent 10 or 15 years doing something, dedicating their life to it, there's a good chance that person can come up with a revolutionary creative thought simply because that they'll look at it from a different standpoint than what everybody else has.
information system that tells us something important about consciousness, that information systems evolve and grow by lowering their entropy. And that means a lower entropy means a more order. Okay, high entropy is less order. Entropy is a measure of disorder. So once I understood this idea that consciousness is an information system, well, that's the same as saying consciousness is a virtual reality. It's a computed reality. It's just about information. And science is coming to that conclusion. Physicists all over the planet understand that because that's what their physics experiments are telling them, that our reality is information-based, not
entropy. 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 Entropy.
Thank you. Who has spent 10 to 15 years.
I said, what the Shaman's saying, what is she doing? I said, she's washing it like this. Like, because she has hands, right? Crazy, but true. She's washing it. And he said, I said, what should I do with it, you know, to the Shaman? He said, have her put it in your left hand. I said, Mrs. Moon, would you put it in my left hand? And she put it in my left hand. And he goes, I said, what do you want me to do with it? He goes, put it in your chest. And I went to put it in my chest and it got here and it was black again. So it only stayed pink for like, I don't know, 5 seconds. And I said, I'm not putting this thing in me. That was terrible. And he said, ask her for a new one. So I said, Mrs. Moon, can I please have a new heart? And she said, yeah. And then she gave me this new heart. And then I put it, I said, what do you want me to do with it? She said, put it in your left hand, put it in your chest.
Listening to Under the Floorboards. This is Biostatic. KGNU. Stick around for Sleepless Nights. Thank you.
So you've been thinking about sponsoring Underwriting on KGNU, but just don't know how to get started? Let us make it easy for you. The next time you're near a phone, pick it up and call 303-449-4885. Someone from the KGNU Underwriting staff will be more than happy to explain the process step by step. If you like, we can even swing by and drop off some information. It's that easy. Remember, call 303-449-4885. Then the next time you're listening to KGNU, you just might hear your business name on the air.
This is Community Radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thanks for tuning in. It is midnight. Sleepless Nights is just ahead. My name's Alex. I'll be with you for the next couple of hours. Thanks for sticking around, and I've got some great music lined up tonight. I'm going to have a lot of fun playing it, and I hope you have a lot of fun listening to it. So this will be interesting. We're going to dig deep into the oldies bin across a couple different genres. So we're going to get into blues and some funk and even some disco. But these will be modern remixed versions of those songs, but we try and retain the original flavor of what the artist put together and just add something new and interesting to it. And I'm going to try and temper that with just some modern down-tempo electronica and anything else I feel like playing. If you have anything that you want to listen to, got anything on your mind? Want to let me know what it is? You can reach out here, the studio line. That's 303-442-4242. Or, of course, you can always drop us an email. That address is dj@kgnu.org. And I do take a look at those. I do see those when they come in. So let's just get right back into it. I'm excited to get some music coming up. I've got Aretha Franklin queued up. I've got Johnny Cash. We've got some Nora and Pure, Flight Facilities, and Moses. But starting us off, this is Animal Picnic with Synthetic Poems.